This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. It's Morning Devotions. My friend Brian Stewart has a regular column in a local newspaper. It makes very interesting reading. Now, Brian is a retired minister. He's got a very unique way of saying things. It makes you think, and he's been heard on this radio station. Now, in one edition of this column in the newspaper, he had the headline, "If life hands you a lemon, take it and make lemonade." Now, it's not new. I've heard that phrase before, but it made me think. And Brian took the Zig Ziglar quote, and he said that life's 20% about what happens to us and 80% about the way we respond to what happens. And the people who discover the greatest joy in life are those who refuse to be discouraged by their circumstances. Now, look, if you look at history, you can see people like Charles Goodyear. He was a guy that worked on an idea of vulcanizing rubber. And he was an American self-taught chemist, a manufacturing engineer. But the problem was he was serving a prison sentence. He ran into money difficulties, and of course this was the mid-1800s. He was another guy, Sir Walter Scott. Sir Walter Scott was a cripple due to childhood polio, but that didn't make or didn't stop his inspiring writing. So I'm saying that circumstances need not have the final say in our lives. It's the attitude that makes the difference. Do you know that at any one time, one in four of us suffer from stress, anxiety, worry, or some level of depression? So here you have these things, worry and anxiety, that the top causes for many people who go to see the doctor, a very common problem, because life's not always fair. And sometimes, if I could use that description about lemons and lemonades, sometimes life just gives us a bunch of lemons and things turn out sour. We kind of think, well, where on earth did that come from? What did we do to make this happen? When our plans, for example, are thrown off course, the sky turns black, as it were, and we just don't know. And what do we do when our dreams seem to turn into nightmares? It was A.J. Gordon, many years ago, went to the World's Fair in the U.S., and he saw a man pumping water from one of those old hand pumps, and the water was pouring out. And as he said, he said, that man is really pumping water. And when he got closer, he discovered it was a wooden man actually connected to a pump powered by electricity. It really wasn't anyone. It was just that the man was not pumping the water was pumping him. I don't know about you, but there have been times when I felt that way. I was not the one doing the pumping, but I was the one being pumped. And we often find ourselves controlled by external things, the pressures, the perplexities. And I think we could probably write down many times where that's happened. Do you know that a dense fog is extensive enough to cover 7 blocks in a city? A fog I'm talking about, 31 metres deep. But this fog that you might see is composed of 1 ounce of glass of water divided into 60,000 million droplets. Yes, 1 8-ounce glass of water that's spread out can actually stop the world's busiest airport in its tracks. And, you know, can cause a 70-car pileup on a major interstate. It's amazing. One little thing. But one problem, one setback can cause huge difficulties. And so when life doesn't go the way we think, something can go wrong. That's when we think, yeah, how do I turn lemons into lemonades? Let me just say today that we're made in the image of God. We live in this fallen world, but we can trust in Jesus Christ. Do you feel today that God's giving you too many lemons? You're going through a sour patch in your life. Maybe you've been laid off at work, or a friend of yours is very ill, or you know someone that's died. And when life turns sour, we sometimes forget those sweet moments of life. Why did this happen? But I want to remind you that God loves you and that God is still in control. God's not in the business of making the best of it when things don't go our way. We can trust God whatever. And there's a wonderful verse, Romans 8, verse 28. And the New Testament says, we know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are fitting into his plans. That's what we need to hang on to. God has faithfully promised to be with us every day, even to wipe away the tears and the disappointments. Dear Lord, we know these are truths. They're hard to accept, but Lord, help us to turn those lemons into lemonade. Amen.